Hello and welcome once again to Studies in the Gospels here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAleer, your host of this program, where each week we study the life of Christ as found in the Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we are in a period of our study that we are calling a year of development in and around Jerusalem. And today we're going to be in Luke chapter 13. We're going to examine verses 10 through 17 as Jesus heals on the Sabbath. Luke, in his gospel account, records a number of events that really reveal to us the person of Jesus. In the first half of the gospel of Luke deals with who is this Jesus, such as when Jesus calmed the storm. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 25, they made the statement, "Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" Luke records another miracle in the 13th chapter, but this is not the point of it. It's easy for us to look at the miracles of Jesus and think that what the writer is doing is simply trying to show us the power of Jesus. But when we take a careful look at this event, you'll notice that the emphasis here is not on the miracle itself, but on the meaning of the miracle in terms of the kingdom. So with that in mind now, let's examine this miracle that we read in Luke 13, verses 10 through 17. "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, 'There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day.' The Lord then answered him and said, 'Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?' And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." So let's consider this disabled woman. In verse 10, we read, "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath." So Jesus is teaching in the synagogue on a Sabbath day. The Jews would gather to the various synagogues on the seventh day of the week in the first century, where they would pray, sing, and listen to a reading of the scriptures. And verse 11 says, "And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up." So in the synagogue, this woman who has been over for 18 years could not straighten herself. Imagine this scene as this woman walks into the synagogue. Verse 12 says that Jesus saw her and called her over. Notice, but when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." Listen to what Jesus says. "Woman, you are freed from your infirmity." Then, laying hands on her, she was immediately made straight. Verse 13 says, "And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." So then she began glorifying God in the midst of the synagogue. What a great event. And what a great miracle to happen in the midst of the synagogue. This would be similar to someone today having a disability, and on this Lord's Day, Jesus would heal that person. How exciting would that be? This should have led to a day of fervent worship. The miracle should have brought greater zeal and desire to their prayers and their songs and the scripture readings. But of course, that is not what we find. Notice verse 14. "But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, 'There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day.'" So we find the leader of the synagogue becoming indignant with Jesus because he healed on the Sabbath. The Jews considered healing a work, and you were not supposed to work on the Sabbath. The Jewish people were not to work on that day, and so they had imposed such ridiculous human rules that these leaders of the synagogue become upset when the hand of God did a great work on the Sabbath day. So we can understand why Jesus becomes upset when he sees this kind of reaction. They should have been praising God, especially the leader of the synagogue, but instead he was filled with anger. And so Jesus rightly calls them hypocrites. In verse 15, "Then the Lord answered and said to him, 'Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it?'" He says, you will untie your oxen or donkey so that they can drink water, but yet you cannot be joyful over the healing of this disabled woman. We need to see the meaning of this miracle and what it means in terms of the kingdom of heaven. Indeed, we are looking at two battling kingdoms. Now, there are some things we need to notice in this miracle. One is that Luke does not just simply state that this woman is disabled in verse 11. Notice that she has a spirit of infirmity. This does not mean that she is demon-possessed necessarily, but she has been directly afflicted by Satan. Second, let's notice that Jesus said that she had been bound by Satan for 18 years. Notice verse 16. So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? And this problem has been there for a long time. Also notice in verse 16 that this woman is a daughter of Abraham. Luke here is giving us things that we need to consider. Verse 16 teaches us something very crucial about the kingdom. This woman, as a daughter of Abraham, is a Jew. She is a part of God's covenant family, his chosen people. But yet, she has been bound by Satan for 18 years. Now, notice carefully the language here. Look at verse 16 again. What did Jesus say happened? She has been loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. She has been released from that which enslaved her. And think back to verse 12. What did Jesus say happened? She has been set free. Through Jesus, this woman has been freed from her bondage. This is why Jesus calls them hypocrites. They have failed to see what has just happened. They have failed to see the significance of this event. They will set their ox or donkey free to lead it to water. But yet they cannot see this woman has been set free from Satan. We see the battle in these verses. In this miracle, we see that Jesus is fighting Satan. And Satan has many people in his grasp. Satan had directly afflicted people, and this disability was a visualization of that truth. Jesus is fighting Satan, and he is winning. 18 years have passed, and this woman could not be set free until Jesus. There was nothing that she could do to break free from Satan's grasp. There was nothing others could do for her to release her from her slavery. This truth reveals the great power of Satan. But there is one who is greater than Satan. Notice verse 17. And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Jesus has come, and he is fighting against Satan. And Jesus is winning. Jesus, his healing shows the collapse of Satan's power over people. The leader of the synagogue is not seeing that Jesus is winning the great spiritual war. Jesus is battling and defeating Satan. And furthermore, the great promise to Abraham is being fulfilled. It is something for us to note that this woman is called a daughter of Abraham. Luke is bringing to our remembrance the promise that God made to Abraham that the nations were going to be blessed. A deliverer would come and set the world free. This healing shows that freedom has come to the world through Jesus. And so, Jesus continues to defeat Satan. The Jews only grow angrier, and their minds and hearts are hardened in a way that will not too far into the distant future lead to the cross of Calvary. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I hope that if the Lord wills, that we'll see you again next week at this same time for Studies in the Gospels right here on the Gospel Radio Network. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.